Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Mourne Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 3 minutes past eight on SEN SA, a $50 event cinemas voucher to be won very soon with our Who's in the Budget Truck. If you're moving house, use a team that's easy and affordable. Budget car and truck rental, 13 27 27. While Bix is researching the Crows' away from home record over the past two seasons, a team that has to win away from home this weekend as they prepare to take on the Western Bulldogs is Port Adelaide after a convincing win against the Hawks over the weekend. As we say good morning to Kane Farrell. Now, we asked Scott Burns the same question. Faz, how did you go in the middle of the night? Were you awake at 3 a.m. with the crazy thunderstorm?
Morning, boys. Yeah, I woke up for a little bit, but no, it was all right. The house stays pretty quiet while it's on, so not too bad.
Now, Kane, congratulations so far this year. Both yourself and the team have been doing some really nice work. Has it surprised a few people around the club that this run has extended out to 9 wins, which is now a club record?
We know what we were capable of throughout pre-season and that with our training, how we were setting the standards of training. And then we're playing the way we wanted to play. We just weren't converting on the scoreboard early days. So now for the last 9 weeks, to be able to hit the scoreboard as much as we have, it's nice to do that, and it's showing with our wins, so 9 in a row. It's nice. We're always searching for a bit more now.
The last 18 months, it seems as if your coaching staff have implemented just a bit more versatility. We've seen you go back and use that beautiful leg of yours to set up play. We've seen Darcy Byrne-Jones go forward. We've seen Miles Bergman shift around from wing to back to forward. Is that something that's been a focus, or is that something that's just happened organically?
Some of it's focused, some of it's just happened, really. Just with fights for positions and that, there's not enough spots for the players that are playing well. So have to shift a few people around so they can stay in the side. And I feel like at the moment it's working, putting Byrne-Jones down forward and Miles down back. It's working quite well for us. So hopefully that continues well for us.
I had a chat to Chad Corns at the end of the game on Saturday, Kane, and I said some of the supporters might feel a little disappointed the way that we allowed Hawthorne to finish, but Chad was really strong in his words, saying that internally the club was stoked, especially with that first half with the one percenters and the pressure. There was a moment where Jason Horne-Francis dropped a mark and managed to get back onto his feet and tap the ball to Connor Rosie. We talk about Junior Rioli and what he does, Jed McEntee. How are you guys feeling internally about these one percenters that can really change a game?
We focus our review on that about players giving it just them little one percenters. We're not so much focused on the classy stuff everyone does. It's all about the things people do to help their teammates out, even without touching the ball. So drive standards in that area, I think it's really starting to pay off with the other guys, showing them how they can get in the side and how they can push for selection. So to see Jed doing that as well, it's setting the standard really high.
Well, the other thing that's going to happen this weekend is you're going to start to get some experienced players back. You know, Charlie Dixon, I'm sure, will be close. Travis Boak is another. Tom Jonas has spent a week in the Sandful, getting himself back into shape to come back into the side. It's going to be really tough. Do you sense that? And is the urgency on the training track reflecting that?
Yeah, definitely. It's been there the whole year, but it's probably starting to tighten up now with players training well because of selection. We've got limited injuries at the moment. So for people to go out there and train well, it's really starting to pay off game day as well, because the old saying, train how you play. So it's starting to work for us with the selection wise of that. But to get them guys back in the side, hopefully to strengthen us, or it might make other people play well because they're sort of spots on the line.
Some of these younger boys who have been performing in the Magpies, and you look at Quinton Narkle, who was outstanding in the Sandful in his debut game against the Eagles on the weekend. What's it been like having him at the club for, even though it's a short time, I'm sure someone of his experience is going to be brilliant for the team moving to the back end of the year.
Yeah, I feel like he'll be important for us. Who knows when he'll get a game. It might be this week, it might be next week, but whatever he does at the club is going to be enormous for us. A little bit of experience he's got at AFL level will really help out the Sample boys early days, but then to come into the side and play how he did on the weekend just shows what he can do for our club and moving forward to help us out, which would be nice.
We talked about yourself moving down back and using your kicking skills to be able to set up the play. It doesn't mean you absolve yourself of the defensive part of the game as well, which is, it's hard because you go back there, you have to pick up a small player. And right now, some of the smaller players are the more dangerous players in the competition. So Cody Waitman, Arthur Jones, how are you finding picking up those really dangerous, nippy little forwards?
I don't mind it. It's a bit of a challenge. So it can go both ways. If you have a good game, it's kind of relied on how you've done with them. But I enjoy it. It's a nice challenge. And then it's also nice when you start touching the ball and they're not touching it. It makes it feel a bit better.
Now, Faz, before we let you go, we noticed on the weekend that there's people that just bring signs to the footy now. And they hold up signs saying, Connor or Lockie, can I please have your boots? And Lockie did that after the game, which is awesome. Are you connected to your boots? Are you close to them? Are you someone that if they hold up a sign that you will take your boots to them afterwards? I mean, how do you respond to that as a player?
Personally, I don't have too many pairs of boots at the moment, so would have to depend how I played on them in the day. If I didn't play a great game, I'd probably give them away. but if it was a nice game and a good game, I'd probably keep them for the next week and keep going until it's a bit of a stinker. But I like it. I love it. If I was a kid, I'd be asking for boots as well.
Yeah, well, we've got a great text message here from Jason at Brompton. It says, boys, can you tell Kane he has a new number one fan after giving a footy post-game to my 8-year-old? What a bloody legend of a bloke. So you've made someone's day last weekend. We wish you all the best this weekend in what's going to be a pretty tough game against the Bulldogs. They're a good side. And we're enjoying watching you play really well across halfback, Kane.
No, awesome. Perfect. Love it, lads. Thank you.
Kane Farrell joining us on SENSA. The Power, really important 2 weeks coming up, Bix, the Bulldogs, and then Thursday night football taking on Geelong, which is always a fiery encounter. Let's do this. You can get on the road faster, 13:27:27. Now we have a $50 Event Cinemas voucher to give away. Bix, give us the final clue, please.
Okay, I'll just recap quickly. Dual citizenship between Australia and the UK. He's a cricket player, born in Sydney, first class debut in South Australia, finished his domestic career in Queensland. Here's clue three. I played only 27 tests for Australia, but during my short international career, I was regarded as one of the finest fast bowlers in the world. I am one of only four test match bowlers to debut after the age of 30 and take more than 100 test wickets.
Okay, who do you think it is? 1-300-736-736. Can I give a clue? You gave it away last week. Can I give a clue?
You can give a clue.
His name sounds like Brian Lake before Brian changed his name.
Sounds like one of the major cities of the world.
What?
His last name rhymes with one of the major cities of the world.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
That is...
Oh! Unbelievable!
We got calls coming in. We'll have a chat to you next on SEN.